This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Oscar-winning actor Eddie Redmayne is a happy man these days. He stars in the new J.K. Rowling pen film, Fantastic Beasts, and Warner Brothers has just announced they plan to shoot 5 films in total. Redmayne said, quote, "As an actor, it's your dream to tell stories, so getting to tell stories within the imagination of one of the greatest storytellers in the world is all you can hope for, really. Long may that continue." Full Frontal with Samantha Bee has been renewed for a second season. Bee, the former Daily Show correspondent who set out on her own with the weekly series last February, has been one of the more vocal comedic critics of President-elect Donald Trump. She's called him a, quote, two-bit used hate salesman and a melting hunk of uninformed apricot jello during the election campaign. Yep, sounds about right to us. Nick Gordon, the boyfriend of Bobby Christina Brown, was ordered to pay $36 million to his deceased girlfriend's estate after being found liable for her death. Although no criminal charges were ever filed, Bobby's estate filed a suit against Nick, alleging he gave her a toxic mix of drugs, playing the key role in her drowning death in July of last year. Gordon was also found guilty of regularly transferring funds from her account to his account, including $11,000 after she'd fallen into a coma in January of 2015. Bobby Christina Brown was the daughter of singer Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, while barefoot, took their twin boys to a Salt Lake City bar, and while in the bar, she and their nanny got into an altercation, causing someone to call the police. She ran away before authorities could speak with her. She's since been found and hospitalized, and a source said that all that happened because, quote, Brooke went off her medications. The actress has struggled for years with substance abuse and mental health issues. Sheen and Mueller wed in 2008 and divorced 2 years later. And these two people reproduced why? James Otis, 52, was charged with felony vandalism for destroying Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Otis admitted attacking the star with a pickaxe and a sledgehammer in the early morning hours of October 26th in protest of Trump's alleged sexual assaults. Otis said, quote, "He's a serial liar and a misogynist. I admitted my mistakes, and I'm now dealing with my consequences, unlike Mr. Trump, who has never admitted what he's done, nor has he gotten his consequences," unquote. Kanye West drew boos during a concert in Sacramento, California, after performing only 2 songs and then going on a 25-minute political rant. The next day, he canceled the remaining 21 dates of his St. Pablo tour and was hospitalized for reportedly being exhausted. Now we're hearing word that the rapper was handcuffed to a stretcher and is under psychiatric watch. Really? It took this long to figure out that Kanye West is a little mentally unstable? Disney's Moana released worldwide this week, but in Italy under a different name, Oceana. That's because for Italians, the name Moana is pretty much synonymous with Moana Pozzi, a porn actress and TV personality who's still a household name even though she died in 1994. You know, you can't make this up. Who's ready to see why Mariah Carey has a reputation for being a diva? Mariah's reality show, Mariah's World, will premiere on Sunday, December 4th at 9 p.m. The show gives an inside look at the superstar's life, career, and complicated personal relationships. The series consists of 8 entertaining episodes. DraftKings and FanDuel, the top two daily fantasy sports gaming sites, which have faced pushback from regulators accusing them of running gambling operations, announced they've entered into a merger agreement. The merger is subject to regulatory approvals and other closing conditions. DraftKings CEO Jason Robins said, quote, "We've always been passionate about providing the best possible experience for our customers, and this merger will help advance our goal of building a global sports entertainment platform," unquote. Okay, well, who wants to bet on that? The legendary English rock band Queen will be featured in a VR concert film perfectly titled VR the Champions. The 3D VR film was shot in front of 15,000 fans in Barcelona last May. The production used a four-point wire to enable the cameras to capture the band's performance in a truly immersive way. Very cool. Although, remember, it's Adam Lambert filling in for legend Freddie Mercury. The Walking Dead boasts television's biggest villain, Negan, and he's played so well by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Well, Morgan loves to anger his fellow actors on the set, and the person he loves pissing off the most is the star of the show, Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes. "I know I'm doing my job the more mad Andy Lincoln gets," says Morgan. "So if off-camera he's screaming and swearing in between takes, I know me and Negan are doing our job and I've gotten him pretty riled up. And then, of course, we have to go and apologize and get back to being friends after takes, but it's been intense, and that is fun," unquote. Hey, that does sound like Negan. The Trash Bin. In this week's Kardashian news, Kylie Jenner has got off Instagram, for now. "I'm always on it," said Kylie, who has 68 million Instagram followers. "I would wake up in the morning and look at it first thing. I'd go to bed and it was the last thing I would look at. I felt a little too dependent on it. It's a detox." Jenner said she expected to come back eventually. "I'll find myself going to click on Instagram and it won't be there. And I kind of love that. It's a nice, refreshing feeling." Great. Well, now if we could just get the rest of the family to do that.
The news wrap-up.
Some Facebook users are taking time off from the social network or leaving it outright after a presidential election that has left nerves frayed and tempers short. Twitter suspended numerous accounts associated with hate speech. SpaceX, Elon Musk's space company, has asked the Federal Communications Commission for approval of its plan to launch over 4,000 satellites into orbit for faster global internet speed. After steady declines over the last four decades, highway fatalities last year recorded the largest annual percentage increase in 50 years, and that's due to in-car use of smartphones.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Disney's Moana is the most popular film in the USA.
The number one album.
Metallica's Hardwired to Self-Destruct is on top of the album charts.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition reclaims the top spot.
The number one fiction book.
Turbo 23 by Jared Ivanovich is the most popular book in the land.
It's been 13 years since Rihanna recorded her demo tape and got signed right away to Def Jam Records, which at that time was run by rapper Jay-Z. Fast forward, Rihanna has sold a whopping 200 million records and become one of the biggest selling recording artists of all time. Her eighth studio album, Anti, released earlier this year, has so far spawned two hit singles, Work and Needed Me. Now, we think she's got a third smash hit off the album. Here's Rihanna with the song of the week, Sex With Me.
Vodka and water and a lemon, and a few other things that can I mention. Ooh, na 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 na, five fingers on it, five fingers. Hit it like you want it, I mean hit it like I'm on it. Straight shots to the blue dot, shot, 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 shot. Baby, I'm a figure poison, ooh, yeah. Oh yeah, mm, na na. Sex with me, sex with me, sex
From her album Anti, that was Rihanna with the song of the week, Sex With Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.